This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. President Draupadi Murmu is felicitating the winners of the National Energy Conservation Awards 2025 and National Painting Competition on Energy Conservation 2025 in New Delhi on the occasion of National Energy Conservation Day today. The president is also scheduled to address the gathering in a short while. Our correspondent has the details.
National Energy Conservation Day is observed annually on December 14 to raise awareness about the importance of energy conservation and to highlight the nation's achievements in energy efficiency. The Bureau of Energy Efficiency, under the guidance of the Ministry of Power, recognizes and encourages the efforts of industrial units, institutions and establishments in reducing energy consumption by felicitating them with Energy Conservation Awards on this particular day. A total of 68 applications were received for National Energy Conservation Awards 2025, and the award structure comprises of 28 subsectors under 7 broad categories. Power Minister Manohar Lal will also attend the event and address the gathering to raise awareness about energy efficiency. Shivang Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's two-day visit to Jordan beginning tomorrow marks 75 years of diplomatic ties between the two countries. From phosphates fueling India's farms to deep cultural bonds, this partnership is set to grow stronger. Indian Ambassador to Jordan Manish Chauhan described it as a milestone moment for trade, food security and people-to-people ties.
We are all looking forward to welcoming our Prime Minister. His visit is expected to provide considerable momentum and dynamism to this relationship. He will be engaging with the entire leadership of the Hashemite Kingdom, and we look forward to building on this visit to have an even stronger partnership with the friendly people and the leadership of Jordan.
In Delhi, the Directorate of Education has directed all schools to conduct classes for students up to class 9 and class 11 in a hybrid mode in light of the deteriorating air quality in the national capital. This decision follows an order issued by the Commission for Air Quality Management, which invoked stage 4 actions under the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, with immediate effect to curb further worsening of air pollution levels in Delhi NCR. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the severe category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the average air quality index of the national capital was recorded at 461 as of 7 this morning. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted cold wave conditions at isolated places over interior Karnataka and Telangana today. It also forecast dense fog conditions over Assam, Meghalaya, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh. The Met Department said that thunderstorms and lightning conditions are expected in parts of the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. A Suo motor case has been registered by the police in connection with the incident at the Salt Lake Yuva Bharati Kridangan in Kolkata yesterday. Earlier, police arrested Satadru Datta, the organizer of messy event at the Salt Lake Yuva Bharati Kridangan, following questioning for 2 hours. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee ordered an inquiry committee under retired Justice Ashim Kumar Ray. Fans and spectators became angry and entered into the ground of the stadium and destroyed assets after they did not get a glimpse of the football icon Lionel Messi. The BJP today hit out at the Congress Party for allegedly creating confusion over the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of the electoral rolls process. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sambit Patra said that extensive discussions on electoral reforms had already taken place in Parliament. He noted that during these discussions, Union Home Minister Amit Shah had responded point by point to all the questions raised by the opposition. Moving on to sports, India was 79 for 2 in 10.1 overs against Pakistan in Under-19 Asia Cup 2025 cricket match at ICC Academy Ground in Dubai when reports last came in. India will face Hong Kong in the finals of the World Squash Championship in Chennai today. India beat Egypt 3-0 in the semi-finals to storm into the finals last night. Earlier, Hong Kong entered the final despite being tied 2-2 with Japan after the Asian teams won 2 matches each. Hong Kong advanced to finals as it won more number of games than Japan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.